This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Neat or on the rocks? It's the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan. Rochester.
Golden State is their very best when their backs are against the wall and they need to scrape and claw and be and almost forced into boundaries and a smaller canvas than they're used to. So I think Golden State will clean up a lot of things. They should have won that game. I'm going to continue to bet Golden State. You can get them plus money now to win it all. I'm going to continue to do that because that's just what they do. They lull you into thinking that they're dead and they are not dead. But we...
Golden State in six. That's the voice of the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Trista Crick. Insider calls presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights that sportsbooks don't want you to see. Bet smarter. Beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Trista, you did it again. Golden State in six. You mentioned, I think the last time we spoke, you said Golden State in six. You mentioned the value that came with picking Golden State in six. So I guess my first question for you is, how the hell are you watching these games, Trista? Are you watching it through a lens that we don't know about? I mean, you're processing things in a different way than many fans are processing it.
I think so. I think it's coming from spite. It's coming from protecting my professional integrity. It's coming from a place of, you know, the world does not want me to have nice things. And so thus, Golden State will win. That's just the way that the universe is set up for me. So, yeah, I felt like Boston was going to get worse and more tired as the time went along. I felt like Steph felt very slandered and aggrieved from all the people, and he even said it in his postgame. And it was just like, yeah, there's just not a chance the Warriors get to the finals, and then they don't win. So I took them plus 140 last night, too, put it in a little nifty parlay. The only regret that I had, and Brian was very mad at me, my co-host on BetMGM Tonight, I said this in the second quarter, and Quentin gave me a hard time for it. I said, my only regret is not putting Golden State minus 4.5 plus 250 in the parlay instead of just Golden State to win it all. That's the only regret that I had, and this was in the second quarter. Mm.
You knew it after that 21-0 run. Trista, can I ask you about your background here? Because you had this on Twitter, and I don't even know the person you were referencing. Shame on me, but it was somebody on a Yankee broadcast and some sort of Bernie Madoff character, and everybody was coming back. What do you know about their story? And you said you worked in finance. So I guess part one of the question, like, I mean, how do those principles in finance apply to what you do now on BetMGM Tonight? And also, just curious, how did you make the transition over into this business? Because you're pretty good at it.
And interestingly enough, so I majored in finance. I did this like thing called stock valuation, where you basically look at economic factors that affect a business, and also the like company specific factors that will affect that particular company and how they're going to do in the future. And then you try to find a way to put a value on what their stock price should be from now into perpetuity. And that gives you a price for that particular stock. It's a crazy analytical sort of role. I went from that into selling stocks and bonds as a stockbroker. And then I basically went from like highest IQ gig to like lowest IQ gig in finance. Which was like spreadsheets and 10-Ks and SEC documents and economic stuff, all the way to, like, making cold calls, being like, hey, are you happy with your broker right now? Because we're actually not a broker. So once I did all three of those things, I went from UBS, Wells Fargo, down to Fisher Investments, and worked at an endowment fund as well. I was like, you know, this is just not for me. I'm like, when you see me, do you think A-line skirt and heels and button up? Because I don't.
Yeah.
And that was what I was requiring.
See, you've been Trista on Wall Street.
Well, I don't know that the whole Wall Street is like that. But yeah, it's a little bit of a, it's a picture that's hard to imagine, Trista. When you talk about your past career being like, valuating companies and things like that, like there's a couple of things that I wonder, like when you talk about like a company like WeWork, and I've been watching some of these docs and you know, I loved The Big Short. I'm so fascinated and curious about the financial industry and how it all works. But like, I think of WeWork and how wrong the valuation on how wrong Wall Street got that company, or even like the fund that was had just recently during the pandemic with GameStop and how the stock of GameStop went through the roof and a lot of people made a lot of money in a short amount of time. I mean, you know, do you watch all of that stuff still with like any kind of curiosity at all? What are your thoughts on how all of that stuff works out?
I think what we're seeing too is this democratization of buying things for no other reason than to screw over Wall Street or to invest, quote unquote, invest in a company that you like instead of operating from the fundamentals. And so that changes the stock market completely.
Right.
Guys like Dave Portnoy doing Davy Day Trader and his philosophy being like stocks only go up, and a generation of people following that and deciding they want to day trade instead of doing whatever they're doing for work, it changes the way that the market functions. And then you have, you know, these large Reddit accounts that are doing the same thing, and then the market moves, and then you've got, you know, large companies on Wall Street trying to figure out a way to handle and wrangle that, and they can't. In terms of like WeWork, he could have pulled it off if he wasn't such a madman, because he just wanted to build and build and build and build, so the burn rate was so high. But the idea in itself was brilliant. The marketing behind it was brilliant. And I think it goes to show you that a really, really good salesperson who is full of you know, poop, for, you know, all intents and purposes, like they can manipulate things to a point to quote unquote manifest into reality. I think, you know, there's a level of that happens in betting to a degree as well, which I guess is a parallel. I think about it a little bit in that way when I'm analyzing baseball or analyzing other sports, like for a long term or even from game to game. But I still keep an eye on it for sure.
Trista Crick, you can hear her tonight, BetMGM tonight, along with Ryan Horvath and Quentin Mayo, right at 7 o'clock here on The Fan. Trista, if the Golden State Warriors were a stock, looking at them here in the future, is that something you would invest in right now?
Yes. I'm literally headed down to Nats Park right now. I'm going to get off the phone with you guys, and I'm going to place the +600 on the Warriors to win it all. I'm gonna take the +250 for them to win the West, and I'm hoping I'm wrong. I'm hoping that bet does not convey.
Because you're a Portland fan, or you
yeah, Portland. Don't forget it. It's like +20,000 there.
So I think that the issue for me is not really the Warriors at all, because I think that they're very likable. Steph is likable. Clay is likable. Jordan Poole to a degree. Andrew Wiggins' story is amazing. Draymond Green is one of my favorite players in the entire league. Steve Kerr, I caddied for Steve Kerr for a few days when I was at Bandon Dunes caddying. I like Steve a lot. He's very candid, very, very good dude. So the team itself, Clay, one of the best dudes in the business too. Just a really high caliber team, right? In terms of their media base, some of the most thin-skinned, self-aggrandizing, defensive. Like, they're almost worse than Philly in some ways, except for that they've won. So they're way more annoying because they have the chips to back it up, where there are no tears coming. Like, some of the best times were the times where they missed the playoffs altogether. But they just continue to keep talking. There was a couple of guys on 95.7 The Game and Odyssey Station, one of ours. Mm-hmm. They had Brian Windhorst on. They had him come on the show, and they basically, I don't know, it was this very defensive. When you guys have me on, you're very welcoming, right? I feel like if you have a guest on, you shouldn't be hostile to said guest. Otherwise, it just turns into, like, beef, media beef. And they created this whole thing because Brian Windhorst said, listen, you bought Kevin Durant, and then you turned Kevin Durant when he left into D'Lo, and then you flipped D'Lo into Andrew Wiggins. What's wrong with that? They have a $450 million payroll, including luxury tax payments. What's wrong with that? There's nothing controversial about that statement, but they want to make it seem like they're the underdog, even though they've got the highest payroll in, like, history.
So the Windhorst comment when he called it a checkbook win, I mean, the timing of that seems a little, that's the only part I have with the Windhorst thing, but I didn't, like you said, I didn't hear the interview for 95.7. You had no problem with Windhorst saying it was a checkbook win in game five there.
I think what you hear is like, okay, all of the substantiating points that went into that brand of checkbook win, right? Like, the statement itself is kind of shady, but all the things that he said to get there were completely correct, right? And then if you say this is the Andrew Wiggins game, like, Andrew Wiggins isn't some scrub. Andrew Wiggins, even though he wasn't playing well in Minnesota and he was sort of a cast-off, a quote-unquote throw-in of a trade, like, Andrew Wiggins still top pick in the draft, still it was supposed to be the cornerstone, and was still making over $30 million a year. Nobody could just add Andrew Wiggins just randomly. Like, you can't just randomly get a $30 million player as a throw-in unless it's a checkbook thing, right? And so I think that's kind of what he meant, was if it's the Andrew Wiggins game, then it's the checkbook game.
Trista Crick, the host of BetMGM Tonight, joining us here in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia on the Fan. Trista, the one guy that I think a lot of people thought about last night as Golden State was winning their fourth was the guy that left Golden State to try and win his own in Brooklyn, and that's Kevin Durant. What do you think is going through his mind, and do you think any of this affects him or his legacy moving forward?
I think he wanted to do this by himself. The problem for, I think, KD, and I don't like speaking for him because he's listening to everything and clapping back to everyone and doesn't like to be spoken
talking
for,
about thin skin, yeah.
Right. And I think for him, it seemed like from the outside looking in, I'll preface that by saying it's from the outside looking in, is that, and based on some of his tweets too, is like the Warriors media did kind of make it, again, why they're sort of trash, did kind of make it Steph and the rest of the core four, and then Kevin Durant. Like, he wasn't a member of the team, right? He was an added hired gun and not someone that you could put into the culture of this crew because they acquired him. They treat Andrew Wiggins a lot different than they treat KD, right? Because he's not one of the best players in the league. But I think that is divisive and puts Kevin Durant in a spot where he's constantly battling with the narrative of, oh, well, we were good before you. You're just kind of here to help us with our dominance. You're not really a member of this team. And so if I'm there, and, you know, I don't know what the relationship was like with the rest of the team in terms of, like, real deep, meaningful friendships, hang out outside of work kind of thing. But if you're KD and you're like, well, I already invested in Postmates. I've already gotten 35 ventures off the ground. I already got multiple titles. Let me see if I can do this by myself. So I don't think he's looking at the Warriors win like, oh, I should have stayed. I think he's more trying to figure out how he can get to the mountaintop again. And I don't know that the Nets are going to get there. It doesn't seem like they're going to get there with the pieces that they have and the salary cap situation that they're in.
BetMGM tonight, 7 o'clock. Trista Crick is our guest here. She's the co-host. Trista, baseball tonight. I don't know if there's anything you like as we can play along here.
Yeah.
But there's some trash teams in baseball right now. Danger, the Cubs are actually scoreless still with the Braves here. The Reds are terrible. The Pirates are terrible. There's just a lot of teams you could pick on. Anything that jumps out to you here tonight on the schedule?
We've got a doubleheader, a Nats doubleheader. I already took the Nats to lose to the Phillies in game one. That's coming through quite easily. We have a doubleheader, the second game of the doubleheader at 7:05. They've just become one of the most profitable teams to fade I also like the, let's see, I like the under 8 in the Astros game. You're getting a really good pitching matchup with Giolito versus Valdez. The number is 8. It started out at 7.5, which, yes, makes me a little bit concerned, but I'm still going to take it. Let me see if there's anything else that hasn't started yet. I like the Brewers over the Reds, Eric Lauer versus Hunter Green. I think you're getting pretty good value on it, too. You're getting Milwaukee minus 110, pretty much a pick 'em. For some reason, Vegas really loves Hunter Green, and I like him too, but he's still very young, still developing. And then let me see if there's anything else that I had off the top of my head. Oh, yes. And I've got Mackenzie Gore over, I want to say the number is 4.5 strikeouts at +105. He had one bad game where he had 3 strikeouts. He got shelled. But I want to say the last 4 starts before that, he had over 5 strikeouts in all of those games. So I've got that. Fade the bad teams, continue to fade the Cubs, pick on the hot teams. If it's anybody that you know of note from the Yankees pitching, continue to ride the Yankees until the wheels fall off, because if you're waiting for that trend to end, I mean, you're just going to lose a lot of money waiting for that.
Trista, U.S. Open golf this weekend, too, and we see Scottie Scheffler kind of working his way into contention. Is there anything left? Is there any meat left on that bone for this weekend? Any value to be found if you wanted to place a bet on the U.S. Open?
Yeah, I still think there's some value with Sam Burns. He's right there in it, and he's plus 1,400. The value's still there for him. I think there's a lot of value. I know it's a long shot because he went to even par today with a -3 day that Brooks Koepka, 40-1 still. Like, he's still in the hunt coming to the weekend, and for you to get 40-1 odds on him, which is basically better than you could have gotten before the first day of the tournament, I like that. But like, if you're getting John Rahm at +400, you're just a little late, right? He's not even leading the tournament, and he's still the leader in terms of Vegas odds. I got him actually to win at +1,400, so I'm hoping that actually conveys. But in terms of like value, I like Burns, I like Brooks Koepka, and I probably wouldn't touch anything else.
BetMGM tonight, 7 o'clock, along with Quentin Mayo and Ryan Horvath. Trista, are you on the fan tomorrow night?
I am. I'm on the fan from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m., so check that out. We'll talk Mets. We'll talk Yankees. A lot of things happening right now with the Mets. McGill leaving the game last night with another injury. He had an MRI today, so that'll be very interesting. You're getting injuries to Starling Marte again. Pete Alonso got beamed, so we'll talk about that. We'll talk about, again, we talked about this last week, too, and now it's starting to become bigger news, is what do the Yankees do when our man Aroldis Chapman comes back in? Aaron Boone says it's going to be a committee, a closed-by-committee, which I think might be the dumbest thing I've ever heard, with Clay Holmes being 25 straight scoreless innings.
I guess maybe if the matchup presented himself. I mean, that's just him using passive language, right?
I think what he should do, and this is what I said then too, is like, just say as many good flowery things about Chapman as you can. Like, hype him up in the media. Talk about like the WeWork thing. Like, use that type of rationale to your advantage. Put him in closing situations where they're not as high leverage as, you know, a good team. Maybe put him in against the Orioles. Maybe put him in against other sort of trash teams if you're in a close game. And then as soon as you can, as soon as he has maybe three good games, move him. Like, just move him.
Trista, we'll be listening for you tomorrow night inside the Odyssey app to our sports sister station there, The Fan in New York. And, of course, hearing you tonight on BetMGM tonight with Ryan and Quentin. As always, appreciate your time. Hope you enjoy your weekend, and let's do it again next week.
Always love talking to you guys.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Trista.
Trista Crick, the host of BetMGM tonight. Look, she knows her stuff. Your choice. You can listen to her and make some money in the sports gambling sports book of your choice, or you can, you know, just listen to her for her knowledge. I mean, like, you know, everything she says about Golden State, I mean, like, yeah, that all makes sense.
Yeah, and check out the show tonight. It's
a lot of fun.
Part. Yeah, they do have a good chemistry, the three of them together.
It's a lot of fun. Oh, damn it. I was going to ask her. There was a clip of Trista earlier this week They had a fly buzzing around in their studio.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she has one of those electric zappers that looks like a little tennis racket. And she zapped a bunch of flies. And I was going to bring it up to her this week because we don't have that problem here. We don't have flies. We might have other rodents in our studio that we don't want to talk about, but we don't have flies. I remember when I first got into radio, just when I was a kid, 14, 15 years old. First studio I'd ever been in, first studio I'd ever worked in, but there were always, it was kind of gross, there were always flies buzzing around. And granted, I'm working in North Dakota, and you're in a small town, and there's a lot of agriculture, and it, you know, it's just different. Not as, maybe not as sanitary or as clean as what we might have here. And flies buzzing around everywhere. And I remember somebody built, they built a device, a contraption to kill the fly. We didn't have the portable electric bug zapper that Trista was using. We used a rolled up newspaper. We took a roll of duct tape, taped the newspaper up like a baseball bat, basically. And then we took the duct tape and we made like a giant wad at the top of the newspaper roll. You know how like the, yeah, at the butt end of a hockey, yeah, stick, you put a giant wad of tape? We did that with... with duct tape. So we had this device, and then somebody took a label maker and labeled it the Fly Excruciator. And this thing didn't just kill flies. It disintegrated them. It pummeled them. It punished them for their mere existence. The Fly Excruciator was a great little invention that we had before, you know, you have Trista and her fancy contraption that's killing flies all over her studio. I wanted to bring that up to her. But you're right. They have a lot of fun. It's a different show. It's a fun show. It's more than just, you know, who to bet, what the odds are. It's they call it wagertainment for a reason. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. It's presented in a different style. Got takes here, Danger.
I'll drink to that. It's coming up.
Yeah, so it is Father's Day. I've got a take on that as we look ahead to what I think is going to be a great weekend here. And there is no update on Kim Pegula. We'll just kind of put that out there. And you and I think, Danger, we're doing the smart thing here because we are not in the speculation business. But judging on how other stories advance and who are the outlets that it comes from, I'm going to tell you what I think happens as far as the reporting of the story here. And truthfully, I hope it doesn't go this way, but I'll give you my thoughts.
I've got data now to back up my take from yesterday in terms of the popularity of the NHL and how the NHL may be in a position to gain some ground on other sports leagues. And I'll explain why. I'll drink to that is coming up next here in the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia on the Fan, Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.